This fan-run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, giving new customers a can't-miss offer. New customers can bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. The last 0-0 tie in the NFL was 1943, so folks, this is a no-brainer. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps and bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
First Knoxville is proud to present the show that the fans deserve.
I'd consider myself a realist, all right, but in philosophical terms, I'm what's called a pessimist.
The show that the city needs.
This town deserves a better class of sports radio, and we're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports.
Leave one wolf alive, and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live. From the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, John Reed, Cam Black, Draven Fine, Hayden Wallen. For the next 3 hours, we'll talk sports and other things on this Friday, October 15th. How are we today? Thumbs up from Hayden, who managed to only be 30 seconds late today, which we'll call on time for all of his intents and purposes.
Yeah. Proud of you, Hayden.
Proud of you, buddy. Good job. Cam, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. It's Friday. Get to the weekend.
Another little close same game parlay loss last night.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it.
I was mad at you. I was like, Chris Godwin. I've never been on Chris Godwin. Whenever I bet on the Bucks, like same game parlays and stuff, I'm always an Antonio Brown guy. And he caught a touchdown.
Yeah, we should have went with him since we're already doing his yards.
But I was just trusting you because I don't like Chris Godwin. I feel like Tom Brady doesn't like Chris Godwin. That was my takeaway from last night. He never gives him the ball.
Yeah, he was wide open running into the end zone.
He had four or five, but all short. I thought they were going to give him a little end around there on the goal on that one time, but they didn't because Brady hates him. He just loves Leonard Fournette and Antonio Brown.
He hates Godwin and Mike Evans.
You don't really like Mike Evans either, yeah. But it's Friday.
Yeah.
You're having a good Friday?
Yeah, can't complain so far. Really excited to see what costumes Draven came up with for us today.
Oh, man.
It's true. It is a deadline.
I'm pumped
three,
for that.
Right? Till 3, give it to 3?
Well, technically it was supposed to be like yesterday at 3 because we had to give Cam a day, but we'll give you till 3 and then Cam will have his. Cam's already got his ready. I'm giving you till 2.
2 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. How are you, Draven? You're probably good before you just got remembered, you know, reminded of that.
Yeah, man, I kind of forgot about that a little bit, but
I'm shocked that you're going to let us down and not follow through on something.
Said that a little sarcastically, John.
Yes, very. You picked up on that. Good for you.
I'm doing good. I'm excited. Tomorrow.
It is tomorrow.
Woo-wee.
It is tomorrow.
I'm pumped up.
Tennessee, Ole Miss tomorrow. The hottest ticket that we've had here in town in a long, long time. I've gotten 20 text messages for people asking, or DMs included, about asking for tickets. I'm like, bro, I ain't got any. I don't know what to tell you. Everyone's like, you know where to find tickets? And I just want to be like, StubHub, bro. You ever heard of Vivid Seats? Like, Ticketmaster resale? Like, what do you want me to say? You think I just got like this bank of tickets? And if I do, you think I'm just going to give it to you, random person messaging me? Then I got other people trying to get me to sell their tickets. And I'm like, bro, I'm not helping you sell your tickets for 3 times face value. No. Not doing that. Sir, random guy who just followed me so he could DM me to like tell me right. This. Like, no, I'm not going to help you sell tickets for $250 a piece in the upper level. No, I'm not going to do that. No thanks. You give me a cut? Like, Ticketmaster gets what, 15% or StubHub gets 15% each way? You give me that? You give me 30%? Give me 30%? I gotcha. It's never that, though. It's always people wanting favors. And again, every now and then, there are people that, you know, I interact with. I'll try to help them again if it's reasonable, but random people just messaging me that. Literally see just followed me. Been dealing with that all week.
You found tickets yet?
No. It'll work itself out.
What does that even mean?
It'll work itself out.
Does that mean you're going? You're gonna try to go? You're still looking?
It'll work itself out. Not worried about it.
All
right. What's meant to be will happen.
Okay.
Am I right or am I wrong?
You're right.
Hayden, do you concur? Thumbs up from Hayden. He concurs. What's meant to be will happen.
Mm-hmm. I agree. That's how it goes. That's how it be sometimes.
I'm not stressing.
Okay.
If I'm there, I'm there. If I'm not, I'm not supposed to be there.
You're going to miss out.
I'll be having a good time wherever I'm at. If I'm in the state, I'll be having a good time. If I'm at home, I'll be having a good time. If I'm at somebody's house or at a bar, I'll be having a good time. Don't worry about me, buddy. What's meant to be will happen.
Man, I still got to get something orange. I still haven't done that yet. I'm going tomorrow, though. Tomorrow.
How have you gone to UT and lived around here this long that you don't know anything orange?
Things. It's not like I don't have anything orange. A couple UT shirts, but just basic stuff.
His
man.
Orange ones are ugly, too.
Yeah, you know it. Yeah. You know it.
No flame.
Two of my UT shirts just say, like, alumni. Tennessee alumni. Yeah. I can't wear that. Can't wear that.
They're disgusting. The alumni one's not bad, the one I'm thinking of, but there's another one that's just, like, gross, like, not even the right orange type of thing. You need to upgrade you a little bit, but you're running out of time.
I know.
You're pretty much out.
I gave you that shirt. You look good in that shirt, but it's not orange.
Did you give me the? You didn't give me the shirt, did you?
Oh,
did I
gosh.
Not? Was that not one of the home field shirts we got?
No. You gave me a basketball one.
Oh, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
They got one
old school
like.
Basketball
one.
That
has smoky looking like that. So yeah. My bad. I did not give you that shirt. Still looks nice though.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
How you doing today, John?
I'm good.
Good.
Nothing to complain about over here. It's Friday.
Yeah.
A little stressed. Going to have a long day tomorrow, but it'll be fine. No big deal. We're thriving over here. Went to the movies by myself yesterday, and I don't want to repeat it for the fifth time, but Regal. If anybody at Regal is listening, it once upon a time was a Knoxville company. I know it's mm-hmm. been maybe bought out now from overseas. I don't know, but please, for the love of God, get rid of Pepsi. I'm going to say it every time I go to the movies. I'm going to say it every time I go to the damn movies. Please, for the love of God, go back to Coca-Cola. For the love of God, please, and all things holy. I beg you. Literally, I'm begging you. I will get down on my knees. But yes. The popcorn wasn't very good either yesterday, if I'm going to be honest. They must have saved the good stuff for night. I went to a matinee.
Say.
You think it's more expensive to have Coke products?
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I mean, if you're Pepsi, I would imagine that's the only way you're getting people is you're undercutting Coca-Cola, I would imagine.
Yeah. But Pepsi does have more Tennessee companies, I guess.
I was going to say, unless you're just really leaning on, like, hey, Mountain Dew. What else they got? Like a Sun Drop Mountain? I mean, Sun Drop's not Pepsi, is it?
Dr. Pepper's Pepsi, but I'm pretty sure.
Dr. Pepper, Tennessee?
I don't know.
Oh.
But no. Just for Tennessee, yeah, it is. I thought you were just talking about Pepsi products in general.
I'm talking about Tennessee. You said Tennessee.
Tennessee, yeah, is that. And then I guess some have Dr. Enough, I guess. That's Tennessee,
too. Is that a Tennessee thing? Okay. I thought Dr. Enough was Coke, but either way, I guess that's Mr. Pibb. Never mind. Either way, popcorn wasn't very good either. They must have been saving the good stuff for night. I went to see a little movie about a half human, half lamb. It was weird, but it was good.
Looked like the dumbest movie. The dumbest movie. Like when you posted the picture with a human's body and a sheep head, I was like, okay. I'm literally, at that moment, I'm walking out of the theater.
Draven, if you don't understand art, just say that.
I'm walking out of the theater.
It's funnier
like,
because
what are we doing?
It's funnier because it was in a different language, so it was in subtitles, so you see on the bottom, come here, sweetie, it's okay.
Yeah, that was
man. Like, what the hell are you watching? Just please.
I told you, I'll go see any A24 movie. I like that production company. It was a good movie. You wouldn't like it.
Yeah,
it's
a little
too above you, I would say. You wouldn't get the underlying messages, I wouldn't think. But
a sheep's head on a human body, that's just way too much for way over my head, right? Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, you're like science fiction. I don't know why you're getting all high and mighty about this.
It looked ridiculous. It looked ridiculous.
We don't have to argue about it. It was funny looking. I will acknowledge that. I mean, it was weird looking, but it was a good movie. Cam, you'll like it. You'll like it.
I've been meaning to check it out. So
Hayden might be a little too scary for you.
Is it? Technically a scary movie? Is that the...
Yeah, I think it's in the horror genre. See, I separate horror and scary. Like, I think all scary movies are horror movies, but I don't think all horror movies are scary.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Like, I think some things are horror, but like a little unsettling, but not scary. Like the Saw movies, horror movies, but no one ever really got scared in Saw. It's just like, hey, it's gross. Like, this is horrific. I would put that the one I watched yesterday, Lamb, more in the just the horror, not scary. But either way, I'm doing good. We're riding high over here. It's Friday.
Yeah.
Ole Miss coming to town. Tennessee going to be under the spotlight this weekend. Big opportunity for the boys. Big opportunity for all the fans. I mean, at the very least, like, show up and get some cool pictures, right? I mean, checker at night, it's going to look good. Yeah. Is this the first time, Hayden, this will be a night checker game?
I think
am I wrong? Has everything else been 3:30 CBS?
Was the Oklahoma game in 15 a checker game or no?
I don't think it was.
I don't think it was either.
I think.
Was Oklahoma checker game?
I'm pretty sure all the checker games have been at 3:30 except for the first one, which was at noon.
Oklahoma might have been a checker game.
I don't remember.
I don't know if it was or not because they did a checker for the Georgia game that year.
In 2015 they did?
I think so.
I thought they did the Smoky Grave for Georgia in 15.
And they did both, didn't they?
I thought they did that in 17, was both.
Well, they did checker in 2017 because I was there.
I don't think they did both in 15. I think they did both in 17. I might be wrong. Maybe we did it at night for Oklahoma. God, I'm getting old. I used to remember all this stuff. Either way, you're going to get some good night pictures, good overhead shots. The weather. As long as we get through the rain, it's going to be perfect.
Yeah. So
what is the updates on that? I hear some people saying, like, not going to rain during the game. It's going to kind of clear out a little bit.
Well, by the game, yeah. But, like, for people tailgating, and it's supposed to, like, when I checked the hourly stuff today, it was, like, rain pretty much all morning.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay, so I have a list of checker kneeling games.
I was going to say, we definitely checkered the Oklahoma game.
So, 2014 versus Florida was at noon.
Oh.
Hmm. The Oklahoma game started at 6.
Yeah.
It was a weird start.
That was like when ESPN did the 6 and 9:15 starts.
So, it was at 6. So
that was checker, though?
Yes, okay. It was.
Wow, I don't remember that
and
at all.
And then 2016 versus Florida and 2017 versus Georgia. Like once a year.
And then after we got 41-0, I guess Pruitt had no interest in doing that. Plus, he didn't really have any opportunities. I mean, he could have done, I guess, for Kentucky in 18, but that would have been about it.
Man, Knoxville's going to be hot, too. All the Barstool guys, you're bussing with the boys. Your boys coming to town as well. Going to be over at Cool Beans.
I don't really have any
problem. You got to get some pictures with that bus.
I don't really have any problem with the bussing with the boys people. I just don't like Taylor LeWan. He's not going to be there, surely. I mean, he's got a game. He's not going to be there. I don't really have any opinion on Will Compton. I mean, he's played pretty good for the Titans when he got in at times compared to, like, my expectations for him. I don't follow him on Twitter. I don't see, like, anything annoying about him. And, like, one of their producers, Jack, I'm cool with him. So, like, I don't really have any problem with the bussing with the boys guys. I just don't like LeWan.
I feel like there's a slight chance that he might be there.
You think so?
Yeah.
It only being 2.5 hours away?
Yeah, and it's Saturday night, and they don't play till Monday.
Yeah,
that's
maybe.
What I was thinking.
I just
don't think he would do it.
Because they went to Nebraska last week for the Nebraska-Michigan game. They, like, towed the bus up there, too, again. Because they can't drive the bus. It's, like, old and doesn't have engine.
What the hell's the
like
point
that.
Of it, then?
Spectacle, I guess. Just, like,
just a complete rip-off of, like, the Barstool van, basically?
Yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So... But Taylor was in Jacksonville, so, like, there's no way he could go.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I guess they'd only be 2.5 hours away.
Partying on a Saturday on a college campus 2 days before a game.
I don't think he can do that.
Yeah, that would not be good. Surely for a guy that's God already been playing pretty bad.
I might have to get escorted away if he's over there partying. He's a big old
shotgun
boy. He's a big boy. I don't want
to
fight him, but I might be going there and have to say something to him. Like, what are we doing? Got a game on Monday, bro.
They just get waxed on Monday night.
We're off and running in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. The White Claws will be flowing this weekend in Knoxville as we all cheer on the Big Orange. White Claw Hard Seltzer is made from a blend of seltzer water, a gluten-free alcohol base, and a hint of fruit flavor. Only 100 calories and 1 gram of sugar. Available in 16 deliciously refreshing flavors. Let's go to break. We'll continue the conversation on the other side of Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Back on the program. Scale of 1 to 100, where you at, Draven?
Scale 1 to 100. It's Say about an 85 right now, John.
85.
85. I'm ready.
Hayden, where are you at?
On same scale?
No, you go 1 to 50.
41.
Only a 41?
Yeah.
Why? Talk to us. I can hear it in your voice. You about to take a turn in negative town?
No.
Oh, John Bryce reported Tyon Evans is out. We're not going to win if Tyon Evans is out.
Now it's just Friday morning. I'll feel better about it tomorrow.
Are these just nerves?
Yeah. I want to get the heart broken, you know.
It's
first time you've cared in a while, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's too late for that.
Oh, Hayden cares.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those boos are going to be vicious now. Those boos are going to be vicious. They have made the mistake of making Hayden care. Now they have to finish the job. Cam, what about you? Where are you at? 1 to 100. You're always low.
I was going to say like a 78.
Oh, that's pretty high then. I mean, you're basically there with Hayden.
Yeah.
Well, mine's gonna be an 82.
I'm intrigued.
I mean, I know. I said basically there with you.
Wow.
I know how math works. Sometimes. I used to know it better. I was thinking I need to start doing, like, my multiplication tables. I was thinking I need to start doing more sporkles. I was really thinking last night. I was sitting there. I've been really tripping on myself for not being able to think of the three states with four letters.
Mm.
And then even last night, I was sitting there thinking. I was like, I know it was, like, Iowa. And I was like, and then. Right, I was Utah. Like, I know Utah and Iowa, and I was like, what the hell's the third one? I sat there, and it took me forever. I kept going by regions of the state and regions of the country. I was like, I still don't get it. Eventually, I got it, being Ohio, but it's just like, I need to. And I was like.
Those are tough questions, though, I think.
On the spot.
Yeah.
Especially. Yeah. Especially on the spot. But I was thinking I need to, like, you know, really just go through and do a crash course.
Brain teaser kind of stuff.
Yeah, on math and English and geography, just to stay sharp, because I feel myself slipping. But yes, I know that a 41 times 2 is an 82. I can still do that one. You damn schmohawk. But Cam's at a 78. All right. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm excited for the game. I'm looking forward to seeing how it goes. I don't know how to feel about it necessarily, but and I'm kind of tired of all the Kiffin stuff. But
you're tired of the Kiffin stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been tired of that all season.
I mean, he's making this game bigger, though, right? I mean, his presence is what's helping this become a sellout, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think people are taking that into consideration. That's definitely a factor.
I don't think it should be.
Yeah, that's what annoys me. It should just be like, we're playing a ranked team and we have a shot. Like, yeah. Right.
At home, Checker Nealon, like, yeah.
Yeah, half the people going in there wishing Kiffin was here in the first place, still, like.
I haven't seen any talk of that anymore, and that's maybe the biggest testament to what Josh Heupel has done over the last couple of weeks, is no one's talking about how they wish Lane Kiffin was on the sidelines. And if you had told me that before the year, I would have thought that was impossible.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I ain't seen one of them.
Mm-mm.
Nah, I've seen people say, you know, they don't hate Kiffin and all this stuff. They still like him, and that's fine. Like, I mean, I do think I enjoy Lane Kiffin. I don't have much hate for him. It is what it is. But I ain't seen many people talking about, man, I wish he was here. I wish he was our coach. I ain't seen that at all. Which, again, big testament to Josh Heupel in the last couple weeks.
And we also said Kiffin's kind of come down to earth a little bit. A little bit.
Well, for me, it ain't.
Blown out of Alabama, you know.
I didn't think anybody really blame Kiffin for that. I think people have, you know, questioned who the hell he hired, you know, DJ Durkin and what the hell he's doing on his defense. I mean, I think that would be a question. Now, with that being said, like, if Tennessee loses to Ole Miss, you might have some people go back. Like, it's going to take a swing. Like, this positivity and excitement will stop. There will be people that jump on the other side and saying, well, yep, that guy should be our coach, blah, blah, blah. That will happen if you lose.
Mm-hmm.
But if you win, I have a lot of people pointing out that Josh Heupel's undefeated against Lane Kiffin. And yeah, those UCF teams had more talent. But I would say this Tennessee team has more talent than this Ole Miss team.
Right.
Is that fair to say, Hayden?
I mean, probably. with the transfers in that have played pretty good for Tennessee, and then like
I'll just say the average.
I feel like Lane just doesn't recruit that well. Like he's still behind Hopple in recruiting for next year.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's going to happen. I think, or if it's going to end that way. Mm-hmm. I think he'll catch up towards closing. Now maybe Hopple is going to be able to ride this momentum, and like it's going to be a huge recruiting weekend. Like you have Walter Nolan and his brother here.
You want the list?
You have the full list? Yeah, yep. See if you can get us the full list. And I'm assuming it's going to have their star ranking and class and all that. Like, I know Walter Nolan and his brother is going to be here. I know the number one quarterback in 2024 is going to be here. You have it pulled up, ready to go now? Or you still need to stall? Because I'm trying to stall. I was out of people to name, so go ahead.
No, I got it. 2022, you just want the 5 and 4 stars.
Yeah, there's three stars. Don't give me 3 stars. No disrespect to the 3 stars, but
You already mentioned it. 2022, Walter Nolan. He's a 5-star, obviously. 4-star quarterback, Taven Jackson. He's committed already. 4-star lineman, Addison Nichols.
He's committed already. Too, right? That's the kid from Georgia.
4-star wide receiver, Cameron Miller. I think he's committed as well, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
4-star tight end, Brady Foley. He's committed as well. Most of these guys are commitments.
We don't have any like 4-star guys that are going to be on campus that are like undecided.
2022, the only two people that are coming that are undecided are 5-star Walter Owen and 3-star wide receiver Caleb Webb.
Okay.
Okay, so then 2023.
2023 seems to be like Heupel's best chance to actually put together like a big-time class or at least a top half of the SEC class. Maybe we shouldn't call it big-time, but.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
This is 5-star kicker Brock Taylor.
Okay,
is
we're not counting him as a 5-star.
Okay,
they have 5-star kickers. There are 5-star kickers, but I think it goes by a different scale. We're not acknowledging that.
4-star wide receiver Ethan Davis, 4-star outside linebacker Caleb Herring, 4-star defensive end Trevor Duncan,
bunch of 4-stars and 5-stars, right?
Yeah, and the Carnes running back Deshaun Bishop's going to be there after his great game last night. They beat
is that guy legit? Because like the highlight I saw, he like actually looks like really fast and like shifty. Like I know it's Knoxville high school football, so like you know you take it with a grain of salt sometimes. But I mean there have been talent that come out of here.
The Beavers beat Oak Ridge last time, first time since 1985.
And well, I just saw like the clip I saw was like, and here he goes again. It doesn't matter if it's 3rd and 16. It's just like a simple
they
like,
ran out 3rd and 16. But
it's like, put him in motion. It was pretty like you know put him getting running already and have some speed, and he just.
Yeah.
Took it to the sideline and was gone.
I think he had 2 or 3 touchdowns where they just put him in the slot and just brought him on a jet sweep and just like pitched it to him and he just like outran everybody. But if I'm Oak Ridge's coach, I'm like, just switch the defense to that side. Like, you should be able to stop him. Like, they weren't moving at all and he was just running around them.
Yeah. So is that kid legit?
Yeah, I think he's pretty good. A couple weeks ago, he was the nation's leader in rushing.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I know, but, like, sometimes those guys just get the ball a lot and, like, we're playing back competition. But, I mean, like, it feels like he's actually, like, a pretty good prospect.
Yeah, I actually watched his huddle film a few weeks ago when they played Tennessee High.
What's his name again?
Prepping for them. Deshaun Bishop.
Deshaun Bishop?
Yep. 2023.
I saw, you know, people saying that he has an offer from Tennessee.
Yeah, he runs the ball hard. I mean, obviously, he's a priority for Hopple because, like, when they played Bowling Green on Thursday, he was at Carnes on Friday morning.
And, I mean, it when I saw that, I didn't know if it was a priority or if it was just kind of like, hey, I've got to make sure I'm getting the Knoxville High School happy first before I work over to Nashville.
Yeah.
Seems like you'd want your hometown high school kids to and coaches to feel appreciated before you started, like, getting into Nashville where, let's face it, there's going to be more talent.
Yeah.
Would have been a bad look if Heupel just ignored Knoxville. So I kind of thought that was it. But then I see this kid's tape, and I'm reading a little bit more about him, and it's just kind of like, you know, he might have been hurt last year because of the COVID year and people not really being out there being able to scout. There might be a lot of diamonds in the rough in this 2023 class. So we'll see. I did see that highlight, though. He looked pretty fast. I can already just feel the skepticism coming from Cam, who
– Tennessee football, high school football, okay.
By the way, watched your two high school teams last night. Wasn't impressed. Well, they didn't act like
they weren't any good.
I mean, just a couple of drops. Saw a dropped interception, then it was like a drop pass, and then a sloppy play afterwards. And I was just like, man, this looks like just high school football.
It's high school football, but it's better high school football.
It did look much better to me.
Yeah, because they're all in the higher plane than you're used to seeing. So even the bad teams better than your teams.
Mm. Why were they on ESPN?
I don't know. Well, my high school has the number two, number two guy in the nation in 2022, but he's hurt.
Okay.
Yeah, so I guess they probably scheduled it before he got hurt. But, yeah, Horn was still playing. He ended up playing pretty well. But
yeah. Gotcha.
They got a couple guys. I mean, I think there was just a bunch of guys on both sides of the ball that had offers. So, for both those teams.
Did they lose?
No, my team won. Yeah. Yeah, never a doubt. Top 10 team in the country.
So they were the undefeated team, yeah. Right? The other yeah. team was like 3-4. Yeah. Not very good, yeah.
3-4.
Yeah, they played North Carolina. North Carolina has some talent, though. They had a few like guys that had the offers. I think they had a guy that had a Tennessee offer. I can't remember the guy's name. But, yeah, no, they had some talent. It's just a tough place to play. It's the SEC of high school football. That's what they're calling it.
We know you love talking high school.
Move on. Let's go to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Back on the program. Hey, have you come up with any keys to the game yet? You're my college football expert. What are your keys to the game?
I think running the ball. Long methodical drives.
So you want to go long methodical?
I think the best option is just to try to run the ball down their throat and keep Ole Miss off the field as much as possible.
Does that include slowing down the pace a little bit?
I mean, you know, you can still like go up tempo and get to the line and
kind of wait.
And wait.
Do where you do the thing where they look back at the coach on the sideline and then call the play.
Do you feel like we need to do that in this game?
I mean, I think if you give Ole Miss the ball too much, that they could shoot themselves at the foot, or they could just destroy you because they're going to go for on over 50% of the fourth downs they have tomorrow, no matter where the ball is at.
They're going to, and that cost them a field goal against Arkansas. They went for it on their 34 again and got stopped on 4th-and-1. It does seem like they do run the ball pretty well, but it does seem like they struggle when it's a running situation.
Yeah.
And they feel obligated to run on 4th-and-short. Like, it hasn't worked for them at all. Like, it cost them the Alabama game. It cost them a possession against Arkansas. To me, it might be like what happens at the end of the first half. Like, to me, that might be the difference. I do think in these games, anybody who's ever played video games, Madden, NCAA, you know the importance of the end of the half management, right? When you get a chance to double dip, or you can time somebody out and they can't get a possession, really, that lets them come down and score. Like, if Tennessee is able to handle that well, like, ideally, you get the ball at the end of the half. You're getting the ball to start the second half, and you can score and keep your opponent off the field, and you can touch the ball and hopefully score twice before they touch the ball. It does feel like in these shootout games, that's very important.
Got to make your field goals, too, at the end of the half.
Sure. But, I mean, like, that's kind of what happened with Ole Miss last week. They had the ball. They went up 7 right before half and got the ball to start the second half. Now, if they had come out and scored a touchdown, they might could have, kept a touchdown lead the whole time. They had to come out and settle for a field goal, which, again, I'm calling half a stop when it comes to stopping Ole Miss. If you can hold them to a field goal, we'll take that.
Yep.
So it does feel like, on the flip side, if that happens to Tennessee and you lose 10 or 14 points, does it matter if your offense doesn't get stopped because you just run out of possessions? Like, it does. Can you steal possession with time management? That hasn't been Heupel's strength so far, but I will say Heupel at the end of halves has ran out of time versus leaving too much time, so maybe that'll be a gift in this game.
Yeah, you got to avoid third and longs, too, in this offense. I feel like it just, constricts your playbook so much with the little short out quick passes and, the runs up the middle. Like,
sure.
I feel like we haven't had that many in the last 2 weeks. I mean, I think we had a third and 7 on that little – roll out pass to Peyton in the end zone. I mean, I think you were just doing that because you were okay with taking a field goal right there. But I think if you want to keep it less than 3rd-and-5, so you keep your entire playbook open and keep Ole Miss on their toes.
Got to avoid penalties, too. That's part of that.
Well,
can't have those holding penalties that sets up a 1st-and-20 behind the chains the whole time.
Well, the good news is Ole Miss is just as bad as penalties as Tennessee has been at times, although Tennessee's kind of cleaned it up.
We're getting better.
Josh Heupel has done a good job at cleaning that up. It was abysmal against Pittsburgh. I don't really remember if it was bad or not against Florida. I don't feel like it was very bad against Florida either.
I think it was the first game we were like, okay, it got a lot better.
Had the ridiculous punt play where they hit him or whatever, and that was like a 30-yard penalty.
Oh, yeah.
But other than that, I don't remember any significant penalties.
So it does seem like Josh Heupel has done a good job of cleaning that up.
Hell, the South Carolina game, we didn't have a penalty the whole first half, right?
Right.
I remember South Carolina finally got a penalty. It was like, oh, yeah, this is the first of the game. It was like late second quarter, I want to say.
Yep. Yep. Nope. Tennessee, like I said, has done a good job at cleaning it up. They need to continue that against Ole Miss, who has been pretty sloppy. Like, Ole Miss has been penalized a lot.
Yep. Now, are we I would say, are these numbers just like penalties per game that you're looking at, or just like total in general? So I know that Louisville game, they had like 6 targeting calls.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, like, no, I said Ole Miss has been sloppy. Like, yeah. they've been, you know, dirty. Oh, you just, I see what you're saying. I didn't know if it was skewed.
Yeah, from that game having just a ton.
I want to say they had a lot against Arkansas. Let me see if I can confirm this, because I felt like it stood out in that game as well. Let's see here. Team stats. Let me find the penalty. Box score, team stats. Okay, let's go here. Hold on. Let's see here. Penalties. 8 for 75 against Arkansas.
They had 7 for 55 against Alabama.
Mm. Okay.
So it still seems like, yeah, they've been pretty sloppy.
Yeah.
7 penalties against Alabama. 8 for 75 against Ole Miss. Those are pretty bad numbers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had 9 for 65 against Tulane.
Jeez. Yeah, okay.
Tulane had 11 penalties for 110 yards that game. God.
I guess you could pencil in Ole Miss for about 7 penalties at least.
I mean, it seems like they're going to give you 50 or 60 yards.
Yeah.
Either, you know, backing their own offense up a little bit. You know, maybe their false starts don't matter as much because they can overcome 5 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Cam, you mentioned the Louisville game. They had 14 penalties for 125 yards.
Yeah, that one was insane.
They had what?
14 penalties.
For how many yards?
125.
Well, they did have a whole bunch of targetings. That was a terribly officiated game, or at least it felt terribly officiated. I'm not a ref. I can't say whether or not the calls are right. I just remember at the time thinking, like, what are they doing? They're flag every play. Against South Carolina, Tennessee, 2 penalties for 30 yards.
Nice. Take that.
Against Missouri, 2 penalties for 20 yards. So you've seen some growth there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
Against Florida, 10 for 85. Mm. But.
Didn't help.
No, it didn't help at all. And, like, you know, is it 10 penalties for 85? Has Tennessee relaxed? Because of the opponents, a little bit easier, like Missouri and South Carolina, there was no real pressure. You kind of took over for the game from the beginning. Or are you just a more disciplined team now? Which one is it? Because, like, this is a game where the juices are going to be flowing.
Yeah, yeah.
Adrenaline's going to be hot. Everyone remembers Justin Martin getting a personal foul penalty on the opening kickoff because of how crazy it was before the Florida game in 2016.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hopefully we're more disciplined. I'm hoping that's what it is.
This will be closer to the Florida game. It'll be past the Florida game probably when it comes to energy, right? Like,
yeah, I think so.
It'll be past the Pittsburgh game when it comes to energy. The players should be more gassed up for both of these games, or for these games, than they were for both of those games. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Yeah, 100%. I
agree. Yeah.
How y'all feel about the all orange?
I don't care about the jerseys, man.
What do y'all feel about the total? It's 82.5 right now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I'm not betting the under.
Yeah, I had it on my card earlier, and then I just took it off.
Yeah, the under?
Yeah.
For what reason? Just like emotions?
It's a lot of points. That's why. It's a ton of points.
I think the last 3 highest SEC spreads have went under, like all the ones that have been 80 or near 80. So, I mean, the Alabama game didn't really even come close.
Yeah, because that was 79, yeah, okay.
But it didn't come close because Ole Miss couldn't pick up a first down on 4th and short. Like, if Ole Miss picks up a first down, who knows? Maybe it goes a little different.
I mean, I'm not betting it. I'm just saying I have the idea that I think everybody just thinks it's going to be this really, really, really high-scoring game.
So you're zagging? You're saying it's going to be low-scoring?
I still see Ole Miss scoring 50 points again. Like, I mean, I know they can. Yeah.
Okay.
They can, obviously. They've showed they've scored 61 this year before, but – back-to-back weeks scoring 50 or more like that, I think that would be pretty impressive.
I mean, Tennessee's going to put up 40. You don't think?
Maybe.
Tennessee's gone 62 and 45 back-to-back weeks. You think this Ole Miss defense is the one that's going to stop it?
Maybe. I don't know how good South Carolina's defense is.
It's better than Ole Miss's. And there's going to be more possessions. Like, their offense is going to move a lot faster. I mean, at least that's the way I think. I mean, I don't know. I think South Carolina's got a better defense by far than Ole Miss's. Ole Miss's ranks 100th in the country, and maybe South Carolina's behind that, but I didn't see it when I was looking. Now, granted, Missouri's was down at the bottom. They were down in the bottom five. Like,
yeah,
so the 62, I'm not saying Tennessee's going to be able to do that, but with the pace of play, I think Tennessee's going to score 40 points.
Like I said yesterday, though, a lot of emotions, beginning of game, could be a sluggish start, could be maybe an overthrow, hate to see it, but could be.
Could be.
Just a lot of emotions, a lot going on to begin the game. I could see both teams getting off to just a little bit of a slow start. I could see a 0-0 at the end of the first quarter.
I'm going to bet on that. I bet you it's not 0-0 in the first quarter. You want to put that on the board? You want to bet on that? You want to bet Smokey Dog on it?
No.
So you're just talking? You don't actually believe it?
I'm not going that far.
I believe it, but I mean, that's a tough bet.
Show that I'm not going that far.
That's a tough bet. Maybe like one score, I'll bet. Just one score completely. Field goal, touchdown, just one score. That's it.
Just 7-0
or
3-0. Or
3-0.
Yeah, I'll take that bet.
Okay, I'll bet that.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a little, like I said, a little slow start.
But I'll take that bet too, Draven, if you don't mind.
No, you don't get a piece of
this. I thought you wanted me to take a board bet this weekend. That's my board bet.
It's too late. Me and Draven's locked it in.
Well, we can have more than one.
But he's saying no to you.
So are you saying no to me, Draven?
You can't lose two right here.
Well, you're going to lose one for sure. So,
all right.
I mean, I understand what he's saying. The emotions, the adrenaline, all that could be a little sloppy. That's fine. And sometimes these high-scoring games, it does work out that way. I just don't think it's going to work out.
So we're sitting the over-under in the first quarter at 2.5.
No, 7.5.
I thought he said 3-0.
He said either 3-0 or 7-0. He said there's going to be one score.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
A touchdown counts as
7.5, okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
We'll just call it 8.5. If they go for 2, I'm not going to count that as a win.
I think score.
That's all it is.
On your part, over 2.5.
No, it's not.
But you're arguing for over 2.5.
The number's not 2.5.
Okay.
He's saying there will be one score. Not a field goal, necessarily. He's just saying one score.
Field goal or a touchdown.
Could be a touchdown.
Just one team. It's going to score. Field goal or touchdown. Okay.
He says it's going to be either 3-0 or 7-0 or 0-0. And again, I'm giving him 8-0 or 6-0 if they miss the extra point.
Ole Miss gets the ball first, drives down the field, goes for it on fourth down, doesn't get it. Could see it.
Carter writes in saying South Carolina's 36th in defense. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Like I said, I didn't see them when I was scrolling the bottom. I didn't bother to check them. But I knew they had a much better defense than Missouri. And I know they got a much better defense than Ole Miss.
Mentioning Tylan Evans, are you a little bit concerned about that? Because that's what got me excited. Just we could run the ball on this team. We saw what Alabama did. This whatever the hell Ole Miss's defense, the 3-man lineman, which is just awful. Same thing Missouri did, and we saw what we did.
Well, that's how they used to defend Heupel at Central Florida. I mean, that was you wanted to drop kind of 8 in coverage and stop the passing attack. And I don't know if he didn't have the linemen or didn't have the running backs or the commitment, and it's something he's learned. I don't know, but he didn't really commit to the running at UCF the way he has so far at Tennessee. So I don't know. Let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. So you're watching Hour 1 of Talk Sports is brought to you by the book at Harris Cherokee. Sports betting live and in person at Harris Cherokee. Just 2 hours away from Knoxville. Make the drive up. Make it a weekend. Make it a day. Stay there. Gamble all day. Eat some Johnny Rockets milkshakes. Take advantage of their 90-foot screen that's going to have all the games on Saturday or NFL Sunday. They offer 3 private fan caves for you and your friends. You'll get your own 3 TVs, control of them, to watch whatever you want. Convenient access to betting stations. Support the people who support us. The book at Harris Cherokee. 3.5 stops. That's the number I've said. That's what Tennessee needs. All the 247 riders apparently have picked Ole Miss to win, except brother Grant Ramey. He believes in the Vols, 52-49.
52-49.
Well, you know, if you win, it might have to be that.
Yeah. I'm kind of with Hayden, though, a little bit.
What'd Hayden say?
Just not as crazy high scoring as everybody thinks.
Okay.
Like I think I would take the under.
All right. I mean, I'm not disagreeing.
Low 40s, high 30 game, maybe?
I'm not guaranteeing the over by any means. I'm not saying it's going to be a track meet. I don't know if Josh Heupel or his defense wants to have it be a track meet. I don't know if they're looking and saying, well, this Ole Miss offense is actually really good. Let's try to limit them somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
Let's slow down a little bit. Or if Josh Heupel looks and says we can go blow for blow with them. Arkansas felt they could. They weren't really slowing down. I think you guys are underestimating how bad Ole Miss defense is.
Maybe.
And I know ours has been a little bit better, but like ours I don't think is going to be up to the task of stopping Ole Miss by any means. Like I think this game is,
will, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think this game is getting in. You know what I will say? I do think this game is getting into the 40s. Assuming Tennessee plays well. Like if it goes under, I think it means we've gotten embarrassed. If it goes under, I think it means that we have had some offensive regression. Is that fair to say?
I would agree with that.
I think Ole Miss is getting to 38. And I guess if we win 41-38, that's technically under of 80. And that could, you could still win, but that's really the only score you could win with.
Yeah.
I just think it's asking our defense a lot to keep them under 40. I think they would have gotten to, 35 or 40 against Alabama had they not gotten stopped on, the first three drives on fourth downs.
Yeah.
I think it completely ruined their game. And also think Alabama has better players on defense than we do.
I really hope we can get the ball first, honestly, to open up the game. Just imagine just being able to just go right down the field, get some points, long drive, wearing them down, and the defense with the crowd, 7-0, fired up.
Last 2 weeks, though, we've been on defense first, right, and gotten stops?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like last 2 weeks we've gotten forced to the 3-and-out and then scored a touchdown basically within a minute and a half, and they're down 7-0, 13 minutes left on the first quarter, and we get the ball back to start the second half. To me, that's
where you want.
That's the perfect thing. And I just don't know if Tennessee. I mean, on the flip side, if you let Ole Miss get the ball first, they score a touchdown, then you're chasing.
A little deflating, too.
But it goes back to what I said. I mean, I think if Tennessee can time up the first half perfectly and dominate or be up or on pace getting the ball to start the second half, that could be the difference in the game.
Yeah.
Again, we've all played those Madden games where that's happened. That's been the only difference. I know I'm talking about a video game, but man, sometimes these offenses make it feel like a video game.
I think my ideal situation is you give them the ball first, you hold them to a field goal, you go down and get a touchdown, and then you get the ball out their half. I think that's my ideal situation because I feel like the field goal would feel like a win for the defense. I think that'd be an early win that you'd feel good about, get the defense a little revved up, and then, if you go and get that touchdown.
I mean, I'd take a 3-0. Three and out or a try. I would take that. But yeah,
that's
a lot
to ask.
A field goal counts for a half win. Definitely not upset.
Or even like a missed field goal or something. Or like Draven said, maybe they try the fourth down stuff and they get down into like your 30 something and then try a fourth down conversion, don't get it. That would be huge.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like Tennessee's going to need a couple sacks.
Tackles for loss, which we've been getting a lot of those.
We have. I don't know how many Ole Miss has been giving up. Has Corral been sacked much? I mean, I can't imagine he has been as fast as they're getting the ball out. Like,
right.
Yeah,
it feels like. I mean, obviously that's a drive killer.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one time like Ole Miss stopped Arkansas in that fourth quarter was they got a sack and forced a 3rd and 17. Those are game changers against offenses like Ole Miss's. Any negative yards. Any holding penalties. Like, I mean, they have been sloppy. Like, if you can force them into first or second and 20s, like, you're going to have a fighting chance. I'm not seeing any sack stats. They don't put that in the box score.
That was another sign, too. From Alabama's stats, just looking at the Alabama-Ole Miss game, they only had 2 sacks against Ole Miss.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, Arkansas had 0.
Right. I don't think he gets touched much.
No.
They get the ball out
either,
so fast.
Or he takes off one of the two, so.
Only 4 quarterback hurries in the Arkansas game. So, yeah, not a lot. Not a lot. On the flip side, it does appear that Ole Miss's defense had one sack and one quarterback hurry against Arkansas.
And that's why they both scored 50-something.
So, you know, do you have the Alabama game still pulled up there, Draven?
Yeah.
Can you give me the stats on how many times they sacked Bryce Young there?
Let's see. They had three sacks.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I actually got to him a little bit.
Right.
Okay. They didn't against Arkansas.
Mm-hmm. I do think, as crazy as it sounds, you got to make Ole Miss throw the football. You got to taking away the running attack just a little bit would be huge. Just kind of like Hayden talked about a little bit, getting them in long down situations, tackles for loss. And Corral, honestly, the one game they couldn't run the football was Alabama, and he didn't look great. I know they weren't converting the fourth downs, whatever, but still, I mean, wasn't very efficient that game either.
49 for 324. That's what they had against Arkansas. 49 rushes for 324 yards. It's pretty good.
It's ridiculous.
Pretty solid. 6.5 yards a carry, 5 touchdowns. So, you know, Corral himself had 15 carries for 94 yards. Stopping the big play is going to be important as well. Hour 1 in the books. Hour 2 on deck. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.